5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications studios. Thanks for being with us here today. Excited about our next guest joining us on our First Advantage Hotline, UNC Bears head women's volleyball coach Lindsay Oates. Lindsay, it's so fantastic to get you on. Year in, year out, you put together such an exciting program for this community. And according to the polls and everything, everyone's expecting you to do more of the same. Coach, thanks for being here with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. You get a tune-up game last week going up against Denver in an exhibition match. Coach, talk to us a little bit about that. You guys win 3-1 overall. What did you see in that match last week that kind of gets you set for your first regular season game of the year?
Yeah, I love that we can have an exhibition match. That rule changed for us just a couple years ago. So it was a good tune-up, as you called it. We played quite a few different lineups, as did they, so it was a good chance to see some of our freshmen. We have 7 freshmen on our roster, and see what role they could possibly play for us. We return a really veteran group, so we could probably put a starting lineup out there without those freshmen, but we want to see where they can help us upgrade a little bit and provide depth and where we can use them in some key situations. And so that was our best takeaway from the match, is getting to see those 7 freshmen.
Yeah, and how significant is that? Like you said, this is a relatively new thing, getting an exhibition game where maybe the pressure's off a little bit, but it also allows you to experiment, tool around. You know you have, what, 11 returning players from last year that made up such a wonderful team, but it's got to be nice for you to say, okay, we know what we have there. We need to tool around here just a bit and maybe see if there's some tweaks that could help us out throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, it is. You're not as worried about the win and loss, and that's important because you don't get that the rest of the year. Everything matters from here on out, and so you are willing to work through some things where you might not normally do that. And I think a great example was in the third set, as we were struggling a little bit. We had all kind of rookies in there in the front row, and we couldn't sight out, and I let them work through it instead of subbing our veterans back in. And we did end up losing the set, but that's a good learning experience, and you're way more willing to do that in an exhibition match than we would if that were, you know, a conference match on the line.
We'll talk more about tomorrow night's game. As you said, this is the real deal. We're getting into the season tomorrow night as you guys get set to host UC Santa Barbara at 6 o'clock. But, Coach, I got to talk to you about this. And once we talk about it once, we'll be done with it. We'll be in the season. But defending Big Sky champs, of course, going to a national tournament again for the 6th time, you guys have just been absolutely a thrill throughout the state, really. We don't have a lot of consistently good teams we're talking about for as many years as you've done it. What's that like, you know, constantly churning out these great teams and again, bringing 11 players back, but I know you have a lot of freshmen that you're excited about too.
Yeah, we do. We're excited about this group. As you said, with 11 returners that were able to experience that Big Sky Championship and the NCAA tournament and, you know, got a taste of it and want to go further this year, that's not enough, that we want to be advancing in the NCAA tournament. And some of those things you got to do once or twice before you really get the impact of it and the pressure of it and how to handle that a little bit better than we did last year in the tournament. And so for these players, for our seniors, this will be their 3rd NCAA tournament if we can advance that far. And we were so close in 2019, close to knocking off Hawaii on their home court. So we're getting closer. We just need to take that next step. And so you build that, your freshmen learn it, and then they're put in that situation. And so I think that's been, you know, one of our keys to success, is that we're not relying on freshmen, because they're going to make freshman mistakes, and we have to have some wiggle room for that they can go in a match and then come back out of a match when they're not quite ready, as opposed to needing freshmen to start.
We're talking to UNC head volleyball coach Lindsay Oates. And again, I love that because this is a fun process. It's got to be a fun process for you because you had all these young players that have grown up with this program, and now they set themselves up as leaders of this team so they can help really carry you throughout the course of the season. But these youngsters coming up, you know, you think you kind of know what to expect as you're scouting this group, but then as the season progresses where maybe you're not relying on them as much, they do come in maybe in some non-pressure situations where you go, all right, there we go. That might be perfect down the road.
Yeah, exactly. They're essentially their tests, and we want to see how they respond to different situations, and so that we can trust them in those same situations with higher stakes later in the season.
Coach, obviously looking at the, I don't know if you pay, I'm sure you pay attention to the preseason polls. So some coaches say, yeah, I look at it for a second and then I go away from it. But again, not a big shocker here. You defending Big Sky champs, you've been picked to win the Big Sky again. What's your thought process there? Is there a sense of pressure that comes with that? Because coach, we throughout the state, we talk about UNC volleyball. People expect, it is what it is. They expect greatness from you guys every single year. Your team have set that tone every single season.
Yeah, it's a positive pressure. I think, I'll be quite honest, I would have been disappointed if we weren't preseason number one, and that's easier to handle than getting shocked of like, wow, they think they're better than maybe we think we are. That turns into pressure. But our team wants that. They want to be preseason number one. They want to be number one at the end, and that just means they've earned respect. And so I think it's always, like you said, a little bit more concerning if it's a surprise or if this is our first year in that situation. Yeah. Our veterans are comfortable with the target on our back, and so they won't shy away from that.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you can look at it in a couple of different ways. Like you said, some teams can choose to kind of say, nah, we're not even going to talk about it, but it is what it is. There's a giant target. If you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. And looking at what you did last year in the Big Sky Conference, I mean, there's no question. There's a gigantic target on your back. So you know you're going to get that from every team that you face. Even teams that might be struggling, they know, wow, if we could put up a good performance against this team, that can really change our mentality for the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Yes. And you know, we do want everyone's best match. That's what's going to prepare us most for November and December. So, you know, it's scary in that regard because we could drop a couple matches, but the goal isn't to go undefeated. The goal is to win the Big Sky tournament and to be advancing in the NCAA tournament. So if those are good learning lessons in the meantime and we're getting everybody's best volleyball, then that's the best preparation we can ask for.
I know fans are excited about tomorrow night. As you said, this is the real deal now. We're jumping right into the season going up against UC Santa Barbara at 6 o'clock. Coach, tell us, give us some of your initial thoughts about this program and what we can expect tomorrow night.
Yeah, very, very solid program. They finished second in the Big West behind Hawaii last year, but beat Hawaii both times. They could have easily won that conference. They have a very high RPI, well-coached program. They're good every year in and year out. And so this is great to get them on our home court, a team of this caliber. And we follow that up Saturday night against North Carolina, also a very strong team at the top of the ACC. They're getting votes right now for the top 25. So two matches back-to-back this weekend that'll be really exciting, and it's great to get them on our home floor.
Yeah, no question. I mean, again, this is a great way to start the season off. Like you said, it's a busy weekend for this Bears volleyball team. And then you're turning around next week, going just not too far away, taking on Colorado State. So I know I've had you on the program, too, and we've talked about how much of a luxury, but almost how much of a battle it can be to have great volleyball at the high school level because, you know, you said, hey, they're in our own backyard. That's great. But that also means that everybody's gunning for these players, these sensational players throughout Northern Colorado, including the team up in Fort Collins and Colorado State. So it's kind of a double-edged sword for you on that side of it.
Yeah, CSU's been a great program for 20 years, and so they're reputable nationwide and are going to get good local recruits, they're going to get good national recruits, and we're trying to do the same thing. And so often we do go up against them in recruiting battles, and most often, it just depends on what's the best fit for that kid and how soon can she see the court, and what's the best major at that college, and some of those factors, because they have two good choices to choose from here in Northern Colorado.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a fun, for fans, it's kind of a fun battle to see who's going to get these great players and what that means. But again, at the end of the day, it means that volleyball is thriving, specifically in Northern Colorado. Coach, you tell me, how rare is it to return 11 players, but not just 11 players that were, these players were so big, so instrumental in that Big Sky Conference championship season. I mean, I can go on and on. Sid Cole, Maddie Davis, Mackenzie Harris. I mean, the list goes on as far as sensational players that make a huge difference. How rare is that to have that many important players return?
Yeah, it's a great thing for us. A lot of it is due to that COVID fifth year. Like a KJ Sure. Ince, for example, probably our most decorated player. And this is their fifth year, fifth season playing. She was not a true red shirt. She's getting that COVID red shirt year. So that's a huge luxury. But at the same time, our opponents are having the same thing. Everybody's a little bit more veteran than in a typical season 3 years ago. And we'll see that for two more seasons where we see a lot of fifth-year players. But Kenzie Harris from Eaton, was Big Sky Tournament MVP, and she returns on the outside as kind of co-partners with KJ there. Rachel Hickman was a first-team all-conference player. She's a transfer from Kansas, but this is her third year with us. So a lot of court experience, a lot of those pressure situations. She's been there, done that. And when you have your three pin hitters going to carry that big of a load, and as much as they've been in that starting role, that's super important.
Yeah.
Sid Cole set the last half of the season for us. So she has some starting experience under her belt, but our three pin hitters will carry a big load.
Well, it's exciting to see, and I know the fan base is just thrilled to see what you guys can do. And again, tomorrow night, getting this thing set off on the right foot, at least we hope, Coach. We wish you the best of luck, and hope to catch up with you very soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, there she is, Head Coach Lindsay Oates of the UNC volleyball team. I mean, listen, I know I don't talk a lot of volleyball in this program, but when we do, we know, hey, this volleyball team in UNC is very good. CSU is very good. Part of that is because of all the great talent surrounding the area. So very special stuff coming from Lindsay Oates' group, 11 returners that were significant for this team last year. So 17 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to take a short break. We got the Lunch Rush coming up next, the top stories trending nationally in the sports world. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.